Psalm 36. Preface. As often as we enter the house of worship, which all true Christians frequent with joy, we should remember these words of David. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. This fatness, the precious treasures distributed in the house of God, are the Father's grace, the Son's blood, and the Spirit's cheer. Herein are comprised these noble jewels, the forgiveness of sin, the sonship of God, deliverance from death and hell, and the inheritance of eternal life. For these precious goods and golden treasures, the gifts of His grace, God has given us a charter in the gospel of His Son, in which He makes us a free grant of them all. As a pledge for the complete and perpetual enjoyment of all these treasures granted in our charter, God has given us the earnest of His Spirit, which He sheds on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, the Spirit of adoption, by which we cry, Abba, Father. This golden charter God has sealed unto us by the holy sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper, which are given us as seals of the righteousness of faith, the forgiveness of sins. And where there is forgiveness of sin, there is also life and salvation. Frequenting the house of worship, let us come with an open heart and incline our ears to drink in the words of our charter, that we may return home abundantly satisfied with the fatness of His house. In excellent words does David speak of this in the 36th Psalm. Trust in the loving kindness and faithfulness of God. To the chief musician, a Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord. The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flatters himself in his own eyes, until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He hath left off to be wise and to do good. He devises mischief upon his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhors not evil. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. There are the workers of iniquity fallen. They are cast down, and shall not be able to rise. Summary. With those who willfully walk in sin, there is no fear of God, neither with those who deal deceitfully with the word of God. If the fear of God was in them, the former would not do that which is hateful to God, and must kindle his anger. Neither would the latter dare to pervert the teachings of his word, of which he has so earnestly commanded that we should neither add to nor take from it. Yet it often seems as though the vicious and the heretics were the favorites of God, and they flatter themselves that they shall never fall. But the pitcher goes to water until it breaks. At last their iniquity is found to be hateful, and then their pride is brought low. But God's righteousness is like great mountains settled forever. Though at times the Lord seems to be unjust, because his enemies prosper and his children are afflicted, yet at last his judgments are seen to be right. The proud perish, and those keeping his word and walking in uprightness see the light which knows no fading. Prayer. Lord Jesus, thou bishop and shepherd of thy church on earth, do thou enlighten with thy light all who err in the way, and restrain all those who corrupt thy word and pervert thy counsel for the salvation of their souls. Always grant unto us such pastors who do not lead us to the sterile sandbars of proud science, but to the verdant fields of thy gospel, and create in us hearts eager to receive thy saving truth. Amen.